It's not a podcast.
It's a Garcast.
And this is the world according to Gar.
Welcome to the world according to Gar. You are listening to Garcast episode number 253. I am Gar. With me, as always, is from sunny Florida, as usual, the Garfather.
Gar, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you? Are you back at the lake? Are we at the beach today?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm walking around Kings Lake, and we have reports that there is a gator in Kings Lake. It was seen two nights ago, so right behind me. It could charge me at any moment.
That would be great for the show. Not so great for your leg or your foot that's
fully recovered.
But
while I do this, I'm gonna walk along the shore in hopes that I can stir it up or find it for the show.
Are you solo? I heard other voices. Are you with the kids?
We were walking. We did our family stroll around Kings Lake. There they go, off in the distance. I sent them on their way. They're almost back. It's a nice mile and a quarter around the lake.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm here once again.
Well, welcome.
From Florida.
Glad you made it from Florida. We also have a special guest this week. We call it Den Bob in the car again. It's Den Bob. Oh, the camera went off.
Camera went off. I was just about to say how handsome he looked.
Are you still there, Den Bob? Oh, we don't have Den Bob.
F you.
That's good enough. Oh, and then it comes back. Very, very confusing. He likes a grand entrance.
He may have went to hit mute. I bet you went to hit mute or unmute.
Did you hit the wrong button?
Hello, everybody. I'm back. Wrong button.
Yep. Good. Good job.
Dude, this is by far, when you Garcast, this is your best angle, your best look, and your best audio.
I appreciate it. Maybe I'll do it from now on. I'll just drive around.
I love it.
Are you going to golf? Get a little practice in before the big event in a couple of weeks?
No. Returning from a fancy meeting and headed back to the home office.
That's quite an early meeting.
It is. That's how we roll. High-powered meetings. Get them out of the way. Get on with the day.
Excellent. Was it a breakfast meeting?
There was breakfast served, although I didn't really have anything. I don't really like to eat at those things. Maybe a coffee, a half a cup. That's it. I don't really like to eat in front of people. You know what I mean? You get the crumbs. You can start buttering the bagel. Maybe I'll have fruit, but then, you know, you got the fork, and you got to do something with the plate when you're done and you're walking around. So I don't really participate in the breakfast meeting food.
Yeah, you could also be judged for being, you know, like a gavone, stuff on your face.
100%. I got to have the crumb in the corner of my mouth. In my beard now. I got a beard today. So even more chances of an errant piece of food.
I hear you.
Oh my God. You can almost see the beard a little bit.
Oh, it's pretty good.
It's goatee though. It's not beard, right?
Yeah, correct. Goatee. I think it's gonna go though. I don't know. It's too white.
Look at this friend
I'm
making.
It's adding to my age.
That bird might attack you.
We've been attacked. All the birds had babies this week.
So
when you're walking around the lake, the birds, the mothers like attack you. It's crazy.
You get any bites?
Not yet. I like the beard, though, Bosco. I like it.
Yeah, it looks good. Are you going to have it for the graduation ceremony in 2 weeks?
No, it's going to be gone by then.
Really?
Is that
judgment from the spouse, or is that just your decision?
Well, it's my decision based on the judgment from the spouse.
Good answer. Good
Thank
answer.
You.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't say you're being made to do it, but say you're doing it on your own because you know that that's what would be appreciated.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time now, who do I want to look good for? She's saying, like, do I need to look good for the general public? Am I going to get more likes because I got a beard?
No, I mean,
my wife to think I'm attractive.
With the COVID years, you know, you might get a couple of 23-year-old girls graduating that you could check, you know, might be checking you out, so.
That's true. That's true. The COVID use.
This is very true. wait till you see Caitlin. Anthony. Anthony's got the cheesy mustache going right now. It looks horrible, and I love it.
Oh, he's a master. He's a master of a cheesy mustache. I've seen it.
Yeah. Nick did it once before.
Nick did
it.
Nick had the cheesy mustache.
They're like the same kid to me. Same
Anthony's
person.
Does not grow in as well as Nick's, so it's even better.
Cool.
Yeah. Braxine does not like it. Every time we get him on FaceTime, she's like, "You look disgusting. Don't come home like that."
Now, being the... go ahead, Bosco.
It's like a form of goth. Like the teenagers, when they go all black, they don't want people to judge them for who they are. That's what these college kids are doing. As soon as they grow in these cheesy mustaches, they want to see if they can still be accepted and look like a molester from the 1970s.
Well, he nailed it, and I get it. He said, all my guy friends love it, and all the girls, including my girlfriend, hate it. So he's like, I'm going to leave it. He just doesn't care.
If he didn't have a girlfriend, he probably wouldn't do it.
Maybe. You know might be right. You might be right.
It's the comfort of having a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's got easy high street there.
Right. Right. Whatever that means.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got a regular.
yeah. He did your kids ever have the 12-year-old little Italian pubic hair mustache?
Well, that's what Anthony kind of has now.
No, when they were 12.
Oh, no.
He has it now.
Anthony looks 12, so. no, they didn't do it back then.
Oh, I just thought because of, being the DeFelices, that maybe that just happens.
Yeah, no, they did not. I don't think the Bosco kids either, right?
No. Matthew, he grows in this cheesy, he looks like a agricultural farm kid when he grows in his scraggly beard.
What's going on with Matt? Okay. Is he going to be living in Nova? Do we have any rulings yet? Any decisions?
Yeah, give us something.
So
give us something.
We're going to visit Matthew in Fairfax this weekend. Claire is going to be there as well. I don't get Matthew to myself. he's got a rowing meet, regatta, if you will, for those in the know.
But I thought we just had the last one.
He's got like three more left.
A lot of last ones.
This is the final ever.
No, but you sent out a link like this is the last one ever or something. What the hell was that?
No, it wasn't the last one. No, it was just an exciting one.
He did, Mike. You're right. He's just trying.
I wish I didn't watch. I tuned in. I thought it was the last one.
Well, now you get another chance. As riveting as it was, you'll get to see another one.
It's like these old rock bands that they just never retire. They're like, this is our final tour until we need more money. Then it's another final tour. Hey, it's our last regatta.
Exactly. He's the Mick Jagger of rowing, this guy.
So he has not been placed at a location for his career yet. Although, you know what I do? I like to predict. I do know that his company has a substantial project going on in Manhasset. So I think it would be likely that the Long Island engineer would be put on the Long Island project. Let's hope.
All right. I just hope he's not getting jerked around here.
It might be interesting if we are on the same project. Although our trades are mutually exclusive, ooh, it would be fun.
Oh, to, God. Oh,
be on the same for
who?
Project.
Fun for who?
Fun for me.
Yeah, not for Matt. God, no, poor kid.
Not for his client. Not for anybody except me.
Oh, boy. Poor Matt. Hey, everybody.
I'll show up to the job site, but I brought the project engineer lunch. My own guys, I left to their own. All of a sudden, I'm going to the project engineer meeting.
Well, Benny would like that because Benny likes Matt.
Benny would probably want to go on that job. He would probably leave the office for the first time in his career because Matt was, possible.
That would be good. That would be great. I could lead to future business. That would be wonderful. Good synergies there.
Anytime you get Benny out in the field, we could learn another tidbit.
Oh, do you have your Asian tip of the week?
Aha. He seems to have put the mask back on. There was somebody was sick.
What?
Well, they're giving him out. They're giving him out of Columbia, so he could just swing up there and grab one.
Oh, God.
It's situational. Somebody in the office called out sick. So he said, that's it. He's going back with the mask.
Oh, Ben.
I know. You would think in the summertime now is the safest. But.
Is he? I wonder, he's somebody with the allergies. He thinks they're sick, but they're not. Goes back to the mask.
I don't know. There's a lot of people sick still.
There's always people
like there's
sick. People are always sick. What's with the sick?
I don't know. What's is it, an allergy or are you sick? How do you tell the difference? Does it matter?
Benny, we hardly knew that beautiful face.
And it's back away for the next 10 years.
Thank God we have a photo of him on the eclipse day.
Yeah,
I'll cherish forever.
That's huge.
Oof. Jesus. My God.
So, Mike,
what's the next big event?
Well, I was going to ask Mike, so you got senior year. This is your first senior. What's going on over there? You got a senior trip, obviously, right?
She is in Disney World, Ryan is, with the Floral Park Memorial Valedictorian, her friend Maya, and her friend John.
Congratulations, Maya. Wonderful accomplishment.
Maya also.
She's going to be in Newsday?
Yeah, big announcement for Maya. She'll be in Newsday. That's right. She has finally.
10 years from now.
Oh, really? They do that?
Yes. They say, where are the valedictorians now?
Oh,
and they
that's pretty cool.
Follow-up piece. Yeah, so she's committed now.
If Newsday is still publishing a paper at that point. Yeah. So she has committed. This is actually big news. Because I'm like, how does she not know where she's going yet? She got Boston College took a while. Last Friday, got a substantial financial scholarship to Boston College. She hadn't seen Boston College yet.
Wow.
So she was leaving for Disney Monday morning. Her parents threw her in the car on Sunday. They drove up. She loved it, and she is committed to BC. So congratulations.
Wow,
Maya.
That's great. Congratulations.
She's pumped up.
That's great.
Very, very proud of her.
That's amazing. I love it. Boston College is beautiful.
Yeah, I told her, I'm like, listen, I don't know much about Boston College. I know people that went there. I love Boston. If I was going to choose a city to go to college in, that would be one of them.
100%.
And the nice thing about BC, it's a little bit more in the suburbs than in the city, as opposed to BU and Northeastern.
Yeah, I've never been on the BC campus.
It's beautiful. It really is gorgeous.
Closed,
train stop away.
Yeah, you get the train into the city, which is nice.
Beautiful.
I think the only real big negative really is I think freshmen house off campus, basically. Like they have there's not enough room on the campus grounds. So
if all the freshmen are there,
but you know what? She's valedictorian. She might have pull to get a good dorm on campus.
You never know. You never know. So we got that. Yeah, they're in Disney. They're coming back Friday late. Ryan FaceTimed me at 8:30 this morning. She was standing next to the full-size replica of the Millennium Falcon. She's like, Dad, I had to show this to you.
That's awesome.
At the Star Wars thing at Hollywood Studios. Looked amazing. I was very jealous.
So when is her prom?
I don't know. Nor do I want to. I think it's the beginning of June.
Does she have a boyfriend or is she just going with a friend?
She does not have a boyfriend, and she is going with one of her swimming friends, what the hell's his name? Jake.
Okay.
Good Chaminade boy. Good stock.
Good.
I know his parents.
Excellent.
Yeah. Nice kid.
So does that mean you had to buy two tickets if he's Chaminade?
I guess. How's that? How it works? I don't know. Nancy Hand.
Yeah, you paid for two tickets probably. He broke up. Mike is frozen with beautiful sun behind him. It's a choppy episode.
I'm heading into the dead zone, so I may disappear for 5.
I might
Maybe
be
I'll
alone.
Pull up to CBS until Mike comes back. I don't think you'll be alone. I'll stick around. I'll pull off before Mike comes back.
All right, we appreciate that.
So the prom. I'm not going to talk about the prom.
You, all right?
My son is a doofus.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So you are going to talk about the prom and tell us why he's a doofus.
I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm going
to
leave it at that.
Is he going to the prom? How about that? Can you answer that?
I do not know. I have not heard plans.
I know.
I think
the prom's overrated anyway. I think we've talked about this before.
It is. You know, it is. It's completely overrated. I would eliminate it from my life if I could. I'd much rather have my routine than some big fancy dance where I have to dress in clothes that are uncomfortable, talk to people that I don't really want to talk to, and right. go to a place that I would never normally go to. Is the food really that good?
No,
food's not good.
It's not.
Is the music? It's not the music I'd listen to. I'm not really a dancer, although I can do it. I don't really like it. I don't think I'd spend an evening doing it.
I don't think the kids get, like, for us, it was an event that you built a party around. Like, we went to the prom quick, and then we went out. And we did our, you know, we went to the Hamptons, I think, with some friends. And we just hung out on the beach and drank some beers and slept on the beach for the night. I had no idea where I was, but I recall that. And that's what it was about. It wasn't about the prom itself. The prom itself was like, well, maybe for the girls it's different because they get dressed up yeah. and such, right? But for a dude, it's like, eh.
Yeah, yeah. So for a dude, the prom is the pre-party
right.
to the end of your event. Yes. But for the girl, I think that's the event, and then there's an after party.
Yeah, you're probably right. And it's probably changed a lot, right? We're a lot more involved in our kids' lives. Back then, my mom didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing. Everything is all so planned out now for these kids. So they're probably booking a limo for the kid and organizing a post-party
yeah.
and they can't drink. Remember, now, like, if you don't go to school the day after the prom or something like that, you get quit drinking, you can't go to graduation. Like, don't they have all these weird rules now? Back when we were there, you didn't even go to school the last month of the year.
So I pulled for the limo. I got my own limo, and my next door neighbor had a limo company. So I went to Mr. Camarda and I was like, "How you doing? I'm going to the prom. You know, can we get a limo?" And I gave him the wink because for us the big deal was to bring beers. We didn't vape at that time. We could just hide them in your pocket, no. and sneak off in the woods.
You got wine coolers for the girls, and you grabbed some beers for the boys.
Right. So I needed cases.
You drank wine coolers? Or did you drink beer?
Of course.
Bartles and James?
Of course I did. So I gave my neighbor like a wink, and he winked back at me. And so sure enough, I went to the deli before the prom. I had like four cases of beer and wine coolers at the foot of my driveway. And, you know, my parents, they did not condone it at all. They were like, no. And I'm like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So the limo driver pulls up and, we're all together waiting for the thing. And the limo driver comes out and he's like, those are not going in the trunk. And I was just like, and my parents, they were just like, ha, we told you. Nope, not going in the trunk. And I'm like, Mr. Camarda lives right next door. And hold on a second. And I called him. And it's like, okay, put him in the trunk. We're good to go.
Really?
And I was, for that evening, a hero amongst my friends.
That's amazing.
It was an amazing interaction. I got the big I told you so to the limo driver. I got the big I told you so to my parents. Real victory. Real victory.
You left him in the trunk, or did you bring a couple into the car for the ride? Or did you wait till after the prom?
No, he didn't let us drink him in the car.
Okay.
He said, if you get pulled over or whatever. He wouldn't let me have him in the car, but we had him for the event. After
what would happen if he got pulled over?
I don't know. He said that he'd get in all kinds of trouble and lose his license and stuff.
I don't believe him.
Guy's
a liar.
As an adult, as a kid, I was really afraid for him, and I was like, "Oh yeah, totally get that."
Yeah.
As an adult, I don't know. Come on, cops really gonna bust you for letting the kids? Well, because now beer is really the hero's drink. I mean, you see a kid drinking beer now, you're like, "What a good kid." That's a nice kid. Because
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I couldn't agree more.
We're talking about how things have changed. You know, if you see a bunch of prom kids drinking beers now, you're like, that's a nice bunch of kids. They're, drinking beers, having fun.
Yeah.
Because, I just think the drugs are so prevalent now. That's what the bad kids are doing.
Well, they don't let these kids drink at the prom anymore either. Like, don't.
Thank God.
They really crack down on that.
Good.
with the contracts? Did Ryan have to sign a contract?
I don't know. I don't really. It's like the most I've even thought about the prom. I'll ask all these follow up questions.
That was Nancy's job.
Moment. Yeah.
You got to find out where the pre-party is. I mean, even for the junior prom, I asked Maria, you know, where's the pre-party this year? Who's hosting?
Well, for the junior prom, we had a big group of people over our house, but there were no drinks served to children, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a little inappropriate.
Yeah.
Even in the basement of sin.
Even in the basement of sin. That's where you draw the line?
Well,
that's
not going to, you know, I don't want all these other kids. They came, we didn't really have.
Wait a second.
I think they came over post prom here because they couldn't go anywhere. Like our kids were COVID kids, right? So they couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't go anywhere. Here. There was nothing open. Nick and Matt, I don't think they had proms, right? I think they got canceled. But Anthony's year, I'm pretty sure that the boys and the girls all came back after the party to our house. I don't really remember anymore.
Well,
it's non-event.
Ryan's a good kid. I trust her, so whatever. And I'll tell her date. I'll tell her date that she's gotta, you know, make sure she gets home alive.
You have no idea. You don't even know if they go on post party, going out.
I'll know by the time it comes. I'll know the full agenda. So I'm on security watch. I got everything going. I'm standing by for deployment.
Don't they? A lot of schools now will do the prom like the day before graduation, don't they?
I've heard of that. What Howard's does, I think they do it on a Monday, something like that. So the school the next day. Not that anyone's going to go.
Well, if they don't go, they threaten that they're not going to be able to go to graduation or some shit. I think.
Yeah, I don't think we have any of that bullshit. I haven't heard that, but I'll get back to you.
All right. Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Not sure. All right. Sorry about the. All of a sudden, my phone went SOS.
That's right. We weren't sure if he got SOS. Eaten by an alligator or a duck.
Yeah.
Or a bird.
I have to reboot. What stands for?
What?
Strength of service.
There you go. I had none.
There was no SOS.
I don't know what I had. Oh, it was weird. And then I had 5G, but I couldn't connect, and I just rebooted the whole phone, and here we are.
Magic.
What about when you went fishing? Did you have SOS then?
No. I had good service. I was 9 miles offshore and still had a good Verizon signal.
Wow. So let's talk about that. 9 miles offshore. That's a big trip.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get there? What time did you leave in the morning? And who went?
So I went with my dad's friend, George, his fishing buddy, who has a beautiful house in the Isles of Capri, boat on a dock right at the house. That's who I fish with every time I come down here. So he invited me. He communicates through email, which is funny. I don't have his phone number, so that was kind of funny. But they knew the weather was going to be improving. He's not an early guy anyway. Like my dad, if you go fishing my dad, he wants to leave the dock at like 6:37. George is a 8:45 guy.
That kind of guy.
Yeah, which is kind of nice because you can get up. I took a jog, but he changed it to 9:30, even later. Because the weather conditions and the tide were going to be like optimal in the afternoon. So he wanted to fish a little bit later as opposed to getting out early, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, so it was me, him, and his friend Dan. Dan's pretty awesome. I will say I'm considering having Dan as a guest. His views on what would be the Live Free or Die channel on the Discord. I didn't tell him about the Garcast or the Discord, but I think we need to get him on there because...
it's gold?
Let's just say...
Pure gold.
Let's just say it was really good. He even filled in... What?
Did he have his MAGA hat on?
No. You wouldn't know. Like, you know, he was normal all day. Like, there was no discussions of anything. We were fishing. Really good fishermen. And then we sat for the post-fishing beer in George's lanai and dove into it, man. Whoa. He filled in a lot of blank. My conspiracy that I've been looking for. I filled them more.
Very unfortunate that you're chopping up
fishing.
Damn.
So a good fisherman. He says he's a good fisherman. I don't know. What makes a good fisherman? You put the you get too excited and you lose the fish. I don't know. No, but he caught a really big fish.
He's a good fisherman. He knew when to go. He knew the tides. He knew the weather.
Fair enough.
I think
fair enough. Maybe that's why I never catch fish. Maybe I'm not a good fisherman.
You know, I mean, it's about, I mean, do you need to be a good fisherman? You just want a nice day out of the house on the water, right?
Well, I will tell you, and to your point, having a bad day of fishing is so much more enjoyable than a bad day of golf.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. You have a bad day of golf, it's ridiculous. I mean, all over the place. Bad day of fishing, it's just you chilled on a boat with your buds. Yeah. So I'm with you on that.
Hey.
Yeah, we didn't really hear anything, Mike. You're getting back.
No. All right. I'm almost near the con. Can you hear me?
It's like talking to Siri.
So I'm going to throw some dates out there. We have to get you guys out on Garcasting, my boat, and maybe Mike could teach me a thing or two about fishing. That'll be a fun time this summer. We could get Matt to captain so we don't have to worry about driving.
You don't want me driving anyway. I don't know how to drive a boat.
No, Matty will take care of it. He's good. He's good. Better than me.
Good. I'm sure.
Better than me, which is, you know, not hard to do.
All right. Looks like Mike is back now. We're seeing movement, trees.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep, video's good.
Sorry about that, Phyllis.
It's all right.
All right, I'm going to get closer to home base. But so let me just, because Bosco asked, otherwise. We went out. First spot we went was called 5 Mile Reef, so that was 5 miles out.
How long did it
take? About.
Yeah.
To get to the spot to fish, I don't know, maybe a half hour.
Oh, that's not bad. Oh, he's got a big boat. That's fast.
No. Yeah, he's got two Yamahas in the back of that sucker. It's like a 28-foot boat center console.
Okay.
Didn't really do much there, although George did catch a Goliath grouper, which I've never seen. It was pretty wild. Apparently, it was a baby. They get enormous if you've ever seen those things. So that was cool. And then we moved. He's like, we're going to the kid. I'm like, what the hell's the kid? He's like, it's 9 miles. It's another 4 miles out. It's a barge that sunk years ago. And it's now like, you got to get right on the spot. And, you know, all the fish are down there. So you anchor. You have to pick your spot exactly. Like, if you don't fish over the right piece of, you know, whatever, you're not going to catch shit. You could be like, you know, 10 feet off and catch nothing.
Right.
So we were going for, I mean, really anything we could get, but he's like, the permit are apparently here. And I'm like, what the F is a permit? I Googled it. I'm like, holy shit, look at this thing. For those of you who have seen the picture of the fish I caught.
Yeah, so it looked like a white fluke. It looked like the shape of a fluke, much bigger than any fluke I've ever caught. But
Yeah, it kind of looks like an oversized aquarium fish to me. Like it's wild, you know? It's very flat, super strong. So the guy next to us, right next to us, was anchored a different spot, caught two and lost one, and we're not getting anything. We break for lunch, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to cast it over. Like, I had a moment. I'm like, I'm going to cast it over. I'm going to break the tail of the shrimp off. We're using live shrimp. And Dan had mentioned something like, he's like, oh, that guy, I know him. He always takes the tail off the shrimp. I'm like, So I took the tail off the shrimp. Apparently the fish can grab that and tug on it, but they don't get hooked. Launched it out pretty far, dropped it down, and then boom. This thing, man, on a light pole, one of the toughest fights I've ever had.
Hmm.
It was crazy. Crazy. And George netted it and got the photo op. George has never even caught one. The host has never caught it.
Wow.
The captain. Yeah. My dad has only caught one. We're now equal.
He was probably so excited.
He was. He was pumped.
Did you eat it?
So it was, I didn't, we went out last night. I'm going to be cooking it today. It's in the fridge.
How are you going to cook it? What do you think you're going to do?
So I asked Dan, I got all broken up about Dan, which was probably being censored by Guar. Dan, great fisherman. And not to bore everybody, but Bosco, if you've seen my father fish, George fish, Dan, people that do this all the time. Yes, you can catch a fish by just leaving your pole in the pole holder. It can happen. But if you want to catch a lot of fish, like I've been on a boat where I catch nothing and these guys are catching fish because they know they're like, okay, my jig is on the bottom. I feel the tide rolling it. I'm going to do this and that. And they do magical stuff. I don't know. There is something to it.
So you're answering a question that I asked while you were gone. is can you be a good fisherman? And you just answered it.
I heard your question. Yep. You can be. Absolutely. Can you just be lucky? Sure. You know, absolutely.
But I guess you want both. You want to be good and lucky. That's where the big fish come in.
Yeah. And, you know, it's sometimes, I guess, in ways it's similar to golf because I can say I hate golf, but if I went out there and I hit one good shot, it makes me feel really good. But like fishing, I'm like, I'm just happy to be on the boat. This is beautiful. I could give a shit if I catch anything. And then when I caught that fish and got on the boat, it was like, holy Jesus, I want to do this. This is the greatest thing ever. Like, this is amazing. You know?
Yeah.
You get that rush. So it was cool. It was a good day. We were out there. We got back. We left the dock at 9:30. We were back at 3:30.
What a great day.
Yeah. And they were right. The weather conditions improved. Like on the way out, it was windy and choppy. The way back, no wind. Opened the boat up, just pointed it home. Smooth sail right in, like 35 minutes. It's great.
That's awesome. So, I love that.
Yeah. Good stuff. So he's leaving tomorrow. He drives, him and his wife and their three cats. They drive back to Wilson, New York, which is on Lake Ontario. It's north of Buffalo. They have quite a drive.
Where do you think the cats sit? I never traveled with a cat. You think it sits on the dashboard as you're driving, or you think they take the back?
I don't know, man. Cats are so freaking weird. Who the hell knows?
Lap? You think they sit on a lap?
I don't know.
Put them in a crate, no?
I don't know. They have one cat that gets car sick.
Oh.
Yeah, disaster.
Got to put that guy in the trunk.
Well, for those who don't know, and I drove here. So, 2 weeks ago, I drove from Florida to New York. And now I drove from New York to Florida.
Did you do anything different this time?
Yes. Significantly different, and something that I spoke of after the last drive. I gave the cruise control a try. I am a fan.
There you go.
I am a fan. It helped my fatigue. Helped my feet. Now, it still does have some of the issues that I discussed. But even with those, when you're on a long-ass road trip on Route 95, you got to use it. It's got to be done.
100%.
Thank you, cruise control. Thank you, cruise
control. I didn't even know how to use it in my Odyssey, but it was very simple.
So on the way down, I saw that you were in Savannah.
Correct.
Now, I didn't think that Savannah was on the way.
Yeah, it's right off of 95.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we targeted it.
That's an aggressive...
That's an aggressive day one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we left Sunday morning at 5 a.m. And so we had a special guest for this trip as well. We had Tato, my dog.
I saw that. That's awesome.
Yes.
Now, where did Tato sit?
Right by Reagan's feet. And he had his little doggy bed there, and he loved it. He was the best. Oh, look, a Peloton's going by.
Oh.
Look at that. There they go. So he was excellent. But anyway, we left at 5. Let me get this off the spinneroony. How you doing? Some peoples. And we first stop, by the way, 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Flew. I mean, I was in New Jersey. We took the Bell Parkway, Verrazano, Gothels. We were in Jersey in like 40 minutes.
Yeah,
like
you get out of there quick.
First stop was not until, where the hell were we? Oh, basically Richmond.
Wow.
Just north of Richmond. Because I was out of gas.
You have snacks in the car? What kind of snacks did you bring?
Tons of stuff. I don't know, these kids, I got a snack family. We had anything you could think of. Chips, pretzels. I'm a big gum chewer when I drive, so I was rocking the gum, coffee, then seltzers. I did have to pee desperately when we got to this gas station just north of Richmond. We did a good first stop, got out. I peed first because I had to go so bad. Nancy walked the dog. I came out. They went to the bathroom. I filled the car with gas. They came out, jumped back in, and boom, we were on our way. Next stop, out of gas again. This was a Target, Florence, South Carolina, the Buc-ee's. That I spoke of last time. I said this would be a little bit longer of a stop, but the team did a good job. We were 20 minutes. again, in bathroom, food, walk the dog, fill the car with gas. Maybe that one was like close to a half hour. And then next stop, Savannah. And next stop, Savannah. We got to Savannah around in the 5 o'clock hour. So we got there in like 12 hours.
That's
with
great.
Two stops.
That's an amazing. You are professional. That's really, really cruise good.
The cruise control definitely helped. I got to say.
And you drove the whole way. Nancy doesn't drive.
She offered. I'm a bit of a control freak.
Yep. That's how we roll.
When it comes to driving.
Yep.
All right.
The end of the drive, it was raining off and on kind of the whole ride. We drove into some freaking rain, man. The last hour was insane.
Oh,
rain. It was crazy. Had to take it off the cruise control and go back to manual operation.
Yeah.
It was wild, but we made it. Hotel was okay. Pet friendly. We went out to dinner.
What kind of hotel? What hotel did you stay in?
The Holiday Inn, downtown.
Okay, Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Okay. See, I used points to covered it on points, so it was a free stay. Although they did bang us over the head, there was only valet parking, $45. But at least my car was locked up. Savannah, like any other city, definitely had its yikes side. You gotta be a little careful.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't have wanted to left my minivan full of all my belongings on the street. Let's just put it that way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that was good. It was in the basement of the Holiday Inn. And we a little walk around that evening. It was cold. Funny story. We go out to eat at a brewery. My food was great. Nancy had a little mold on her bread. We had to send it back, but whatever. Yeah, that was weird. First it comes out. All right, this is good. She gets a grilled chicken sandwich. It comes out, it's ice cold. So, and mind you, it's a brewery, not a, you know, gourmet. But a lot of people in there. And Nancy's like, excuse me, is this supposed to be cold? Like, you know, what did I... He's like, oh, no. So we had already eaten some of the french fries off her plate. So you'd think they would have bought her a brand new one. They must have just brought it in the back and, like, put it in the microwave. It came back out because you could tell, like, because the fries were still missing the fries that we ate, you know? Anyway, then she's eating it and she turns it over and there's, like, mold on the bottom of the roll. Yeah, she was horrified. My Caesar salad with shrimp was great. You got to know what to order. You're in Savannah. I'm thinking shrimp. I nailed 100%. It. It was great.
You got to order. You when you go to a restaurant, you got to eye them up and be like, what do they know how to serve?
Right.
You can't go on the ends of the deep tracks of the menu. You can't do it.
Right.
No, 100%.
Mistake. I don't think a chicken sandwich is off the ends of a menu. I mean, that's a...
They should have been able to do the chicken
sandwich. It's a brewery.
That's true.
It's a brewery.
Apparently in this place.
They should be good at burgers and chicken sandwiches.
That's fair. But then the kids are like, oh, there's an ice cream place. I'm like, okay. Now, I didn't really know too much about Savannah. So there's this cool, like, it's on the river there, but it's a big port. So the old area of Savannah, the waterfront, you actually, like, walk down this old cobblestone road, this steep hill, and there's, like, staircases to get to that river level. And there's all these storefronts on the river, and it's cobblestone streets. Pretty
cool.
Wow.
That's cool.
So we go down there, and I'm like, all right, let's get ice cream in here. Just funny story. We go in, and even Riley said it afterwards. The girl serving the ice cream was basically naked. Like, I don't know what she was wearing. Like, she boobs all over the place. And she was a bit of a ditz, I could tell right away. So they get their ice cream. And Nancy yelled at me because I'm like, don't ask. She's like, hi, like, we're here. Like, would you recommend a place, like, maybe tomorrow for lunch or... And right away, I'm like, this girl is a moron. Like, why are we talking to her? She's like, oh, she jumps out from behind the counter. She's like, let me take you outside and I'll show you these places. Boobs swinging in the wind. And Riley's a bit of a chicken, right? So when we walk, like, even by the hotel, she's like, dad, there's thugs over there. You know, she's a bit of a chicken. The girl goes, yeah, no, this is... Go down here and walk over there. Don't go up to Bay Street. Okay, now mind you, we had just walked down Bay Street. There were two people that were shot there last night. I'm like, excuse me? Like, so apparently, upon research, we had nothing but a lovely experience. I don't know if you saw on the news, Nancy's like, my sister said she saw it all over the news. There's an island in Savannah, like a beach area, where all the historic black colleges descend for spring break.
Oh.
And apparently it was that weekend. Like, it had all just ended. And
I saw that
wild.
In the news right after you left. And I thought of you.
Yeah. Not just because they're black kids, college kids, just college kids.
No, I just saw a thing about spring break in Savannah being wild or something. Yeah. And I was like, oh.
So apparently we just missed a storm of humans or something. I don't know what happened there. But I'm like, why did this girl just say this? But anyway, just to wrap it up, next morning I got up early, 6:15, went out for a scouting 6-mile jog.
Nice.
So we were debating whether or not to do this tourist trolley thing. But it was like $50 a head.
Oof.
And I'm like, we want to be on the road by like noon. So I did a scouting 6-mile. I'm like, I could do this. So I got them. We got Starbucks, like left the hotel, like 8 o'clock. I basically led our own Savannah walking tour. It was great. Even though the kids won't admit it, I know they loved it. And we grab breakfast somewhere. We make your own pancakes. The center of the table was a griddle. It's very cool.
Oh, I get saw a bottle that. Of that batter. Was really cool. That was very cool.
And then we hit the road at 11:30 and one stop by Ocala, Florida. And made it to Naples by 6:30.
Florida. When you get to Florida, you're like, oh, we're here. And then the state is just so big.
Oh, huge. Oh, huge. But we were in the pool like by 7 o'clock that night. So I was getting my dad's pool. So all good. Thank you for asking. Sorry for the long story.
That's good.
No, that's amazing. So I got something here. I feel like a detective. Got this podstop.com, office space on demand.
Are you at CBS?
I've never actually seen... Yeah, I'm at CVS.
Yeah, we've been talking about that place for a while. That place is trash.
What's going on?
So there was this red pickup truck in the parking lot since I've been here, which is the first time I've ever seen a car. So I'm thinking maybe that's the person that works there, but why would they park right in front? But then this Toyota pulled up. And a woman walked out and went in the front door. So there is a meeting happening at podstop.com, office space on demand. Because I was originally thinking, if there's one car, why didn't you just work at home? Why would you need office space on demand?
I've never seen...
But now there is this meeting.
Never seen anybody there since it's opened during COVID. Never. Like, I don't... It's a front for something. There's no way they can survive. They have no business.
I think I am tempted to go in there and see what's going on.
Go ahead.
Now that I know there's two people.
Good. Go over there. Right,
but I mean, for safety sense, you should do it while you're on with us right now.
Yeah, definitely. Drive across the street and go check it out. Let's go. We want to report.
All right, I'll get a little closer.
All right, get over there. While you're doing that, we're getting close to the end because I got a hard stop at the end of the hour. But sports real quick.
Gar, can,
how great are they?
Knicks. Now the Knicks are playing tonight. Are they playing tonight during the draft?
That's dude. Thursday night we have Knicks, Islanders, and the draft tonight. It's
holy
another
hell.
Fantastic evening. I can't wait. 7 o'clock. I think is the start of the Islanders.
I think we have a 7 o'clock.
Draft is 8.
All right, we have a 7 o'clock dinner reservation. I got to make sure we eat fast.
Yes. The Knicks. They finished off. The Sixers in that last game at the end. It was kind of like what Indiana did to us years ago with Reggie Miller.
And like,
it was unbelievable.
We didn't even, I don't know about you, but like I got it streaming and Nancy and I are watching it and you don't even realize how awesome it was until you watch the replays like 30 times. Because as it's happening, you're just like, ooh, rebound.
Okay, I had to just do, hold on.
Here we go,
a second.
Here we go.
I just had to do an evasive maneuver.
Oh,
did you get chased? You got chased?
Yeah, well, I think this guy, the guy that was in the Toyota, wasn't empty. When I got there, he was staking me out. We just had awkward eye contact.
You got to get out of there.
I'm out.
Come to my house.
I had to get out.
Abort.
No, they might follow. You don't want them to follow Bosco to your house.
Oh, go to the new bagel store. Go to the new bagel store.
All right. We'll check out the new bagel store.
That was just the craziest night for me as well, because I had the Islanders just completely choke away a 3-0 lead. It was obvious when Dembob started watching.
I didn't know about that until I read about it the next day. Did you see the video of Frankie Borelli watching
it? It was fantastic. It's exactly what I went through. It was perfect. I was actually, when they gave up the third goal to tie, because I knew they weren't going to hold the lead. This is the way they are this year.
But not that quick.
So I had a friend. We have a group text with the guys that did the season tickets together last year. But one of our friends, Randy, is in Texas doing work.
Love Randy.
I'm Randy. Sending him a text saying we just gave up the lead. It's tied. And while I'm typing, just like Frankie was typing on his phone, I kind of hear noise. I look up. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? They just gave up the fourth goal. I'm like, they suck. They suck so bad. Can't take them.
I haven't watched the replay of that.
It was rough, but you know, whatever. And then, so, I mean, I had the Knicks game on my tablet at that point and the Islander game up on there. So then I put the Knicks game up on the TV and just watched heaven. A fantastic finish by the Knicks. It was awesome.
It was.
Rangers are rolling. They're just destroying Washington.
Yeah. It got a little, Washington got a goal late, but it was never in doubt.
They're pretty much handling that series. It looks like, we'll see. It's a big game on the road for them. You want to get that first win.
Yeah. And then make sure everybody, if you are going to watch the draft, you only watch it on YouTube or ESPN Plus for the Pat McAfee Draft Spectacular with Bill Belichick hosting.
I am so excited about Belichick being on there, and I never thought I would be. But I feel like he's going to give such really good insight.
I think Belichick right now he's operating exactly as he would if he was still with the Patriots. Like right now, somewhere in a room, he's on the phones. He's all over the place right now.
But it sounded like when they've interviewed him.
It's great.
I'm really looking forward to that. It should be a nice change of pace. They're not on regular ESPN, right? You're going to have to go on YouTube if you don't have the ESPN Plus.
Correct. Yeah, it'll be on YouTube.
Is he doing a show today at noon or no?
I don't know because I haven't been watching all week, but I don't know. They're going to be – I don't know. It's a great question. They're in Detroit because they're going to be doing the draft show from Detroit. So yeah. I don't
know. Yeah. I would think they don't do a show at noon, but we'll
check
see.
Check it out at 12.
We will find out soon. So that was that. So the draft, any thoughts, anything you want to see the Jets do, not do?
It's every year I say the same thing. And I think most would agree that if you followed what I say every year, you'd end up with a good team. It is. You draft the best person on the board that fits this description. Big, black, fast, or Samoan. That's it.
Good advice.
Wait a minute. I just want to analyze that. Big, black, fast, or Samoan. So that means if it's Samoan.
You gotta be fat.
If it's a Samoan, it could be overrules all other three by the logic of the statement.
Samoan. I'd still big, black, and fast is number one. And then if you draft a Samoan, it's a good excuse. He's like, there was a really good Samoan there. I had to take him. Like, okay. That's fine.
Got it. The logic of the statement was right. Yep.
Yep.
And the Jets now, traded away Wilson. Huh? Look at that.
Thank you. Thank you, Denver Broncos.
Oh, thank God.
We are such a mess. But it's obvious.
He's going to be great.
He's just there.
He's going to be great now.
You know what? I'd rather him quarterback for the first few games of the year while whatever rookie we draft gets up to speed than Stidham, who is awful. We didn't really give up anything. We gave up a sixth round pick and we got back a seventh. So it's not a huge cost. And the Jets picked up a bunch of his salary as well. So not really a big deal. He's not the future. And as long as you understand that, it's fine.
Yeah. It's all good.
I do not want Denver trading up to get one of these quarterbacks. I don't think the guys at the top are really that different from a Penix or a Knicks, who I actually really like. I don't like McCarthy. I could be wrong. I just never really saw him do anything that shows me he's going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. But I do like Penix. I really like him a lot.
I
like Knicks.
Ended up on Denver.
Yeah, so even though mocks are kind of shit, it gives you a feel that I think sitting in 12, we'll have a quarterback there that we can pick.
I think I do want, even though I gave my sound advice there, if the Jets, there is another caveat, a white, awesome tight end, you're always allowed to pick them. So if they pick the kid from Georgia, I'll be very happy.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He
What's his name again?
Dominated.
Bowers. Bowers.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron Rodgers throwing to a gigantic athletic white tight end sounds like a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, Bob, what do you want the Jets to do?
Uh-oh.
He's having trouble. That's okay. I had trouble before. We'll wait for him. Can you? I'd like to give a. Oh, there he is. You back? No, we'll wait.
Not yet.
All right. Well, I got something to fill time. And we're running out of time, but we have time for this. I would like, since I'm on vacation, I'm in good spirits. I would like to give the people something that they really, really want. I would like you to read today's emails.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. You guys can't, right?
I would like you to do it.
Let's see. I hope I don't have one from Guar.
You're overdue to read emails.
All right, let's see. I think we have one email from what I can see from our favorite mass hole. Subject is permit.
Oh. By the way, I confused so many people with my text about the permit. They kept asking me, what kind of fish is it? They think they thought I got a permit, like a legal catch or something. I don't know. It's funny.
It's understandable.
It's fair. It was fair.
All right.
Fire it up.
It is titled Permit, like I said, the Gar Fisher,
ooh,
and the special guest.
Nice.
Cheers, mates. Ooh, we get a little English in there for us.
Is that sumo?
It's not. It's our favorite mass hole. But they're just like England, right? They're New England, so why not?
They want to be English.
I do like throwing cheers into my conversations all the time with people at work now.
You're a cheers guy.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good question. And what about this? What about this? And before you get to the email, people say, instead of I appreciate it, I appreciate you.
I started saying that. I actually caught myself. I don't know why I started doing it. I've been saying that for about 2 weeks now.
What do you think? How does it make you feel? Is it a little too much? Do you think it elevates the appreciation?
I feel like it's, for me, why I'm saying it, because I sat and thought about why it's coming out of my mouth, is that I'm saying it because I mean it. Like, I appreciated what they did, you know, whatever, whether it was a waitress or a waiter or somebody. I think it makes me feel good.
It's all about feeling good.
It's an elevated appreciation. It's more powerful than the I appreciate it. So somebody gives you something and you appreciate it. That's one thing. But then when you turn it up, a notch. I appreciate you. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
I appreciate you. Better.
By the way, Dembob looked great in the car now. Not so great. but the goatee looks good. And the cabinets. The cabinets and the goatee look good, though.
All right. That was a great question, Bosco. It was almost like you've been observing me on a hidden camera somewhere, because I've been saying that a lot.
Me too. I started putting it in. It's in the testing phase.
What if we give him
can you use it anywhere?
Cheers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, don't start willy-nilly in it. Use it when you mean it, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
But yes, you can use it for anything, I think, as long as you mean it.
Okay.
Oh, I wish I had a picture of this guy's riding a banana seat bicycle with
what?
His dog.
Wait, with his dog?
Oh, damn it. He just went by. Wait, I'll get him as he goes over here. Hold on. I got to flip this around. He's got a dog on a leash, and he's riding an old school banana seat bicycle. There he goes. Can you see him in the distance?
No, you know what? When I'm not on here, I can probably see better.
All right. Anyway,
it's tight. Anyway, all right, let me get to this email because I've only got 5 minutes left before my meeting starts. Thought I would drop a line. So cheers, mates. Thought I would drop a line. Looking forward to seeing how the cast navigates this week with the cast being spread out geographically. Hope Mike is casting with a tropical background. What? Yeah, I'd say it's tropical-ish. I don't see any palm trees, but...
Wait for it.
Oh,
boom.
There it is. It looks very Florida-like. Very green, very blue sky, alligators, birds. I'm trolling back and forth with the Discord while emailing. Oh, that's dangerous.
Dangerous. Don't type the wrong thing to the wrong person.
I've been angling for topics on email, but been hooked on the interactivity of the Discord. Someone just throws some chum in the water and Gar Nation bites. Well said.
Yes, they do.
I will say, Discord is great.
I would say Andy had the chum of the day yesterday.
He did. People are, I love his dad. Well, he is killing it today. He said, but let me reel my focus back in. A lot of fish stuff here.
I'll be taking
my vessel down to Delaware for another college visit Friday morning. Funny enough, Maria and Christine went to Delaware on Monday for a day trip. Beautiful campus.
Just had another friend of mine's daughter, another one of Ryan's friends, commit there yesterday.
Yeah, I have not seen it yet, but everybody loves it.
I've never been. I just hate that they don't call it Newark. They call it Newark.
They do. I didn't know that. I saw Newark and I said Newark, but I didn't realize they called it Newark.
I shouldn't have told you. Anyway.
I don't think my kids are going to end up there, but we'll see. It's a sinker, but I will not be able to bob around with anyone in Gar Nation.
Tried hard on this one. I love
it. He really did. It's fantastic. I have to get back to Massachusetts motherland for soccer, crew, and gymnastics.
Mm.
Thanks for putting up with my antics. Love, loyal listener, Andy Shaw. Actually, I put the love part in there because I love you, Andy. Thank you for the email, Permit.
Nice. And there was nothing. I thought Guar threatened to send something. He didn't send anything, thank God.
Thank God. Or if he did, it just didn't come into my email box yet.
you're afraid. You're afraid to read it. And next week, going to be like, hey, what was this email?
Beautiful. So, that's about it. We got draft. Scotty Scheffler is untouchable right now, by the way. He's a beast.
Forrest is trying to get relegated.
My God. That was rough. I didn't see enough of the game. Did they put up a good fight or did they just kind of get manhandled that game?
No, the game was a game. They weren't destroyed. I listened to the whole thing while driving. That was cool.
Is Everton like the weirdest team in soccer right now?
That was a huge win for them yesterday. They're all good. They ain't getting relegated. They beat their hometown rival. What a day. What a day to be an Everton fan.
And, you know, speaking of inconsistent, at least from what I can tell, is Fraser's team. Chelsea. They're like, they win 6-0. They lose 6-0, it feels like.
Yeah, they are weird. They are really strange. By the way, I'm doing pretty well, but you are doing amazing in fantasy. Holy cannoli.
That was a lot of luck.
We both got lucky with Ben White, and then you had some random dude on freaking Palace yesterday scored 25 points.
Dude, it's crazy. Real quick, right? So 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, I wanted to play the free hit, and I played the wild card on accident.
Yeah,
and
you called the season over. You declared it over.
I thought it was done. Well, I'm like, how do I dig out of this? Because it was all guys. I mean, the guys that were playing double games that week were, you know, Luton and a few of those guys that you're just really not going to put in your lineup ever again. So I'm like, I don't know how I get out of this hole. I'll make a change here and there.
You found a way.
Well, this week I played the free hit and I really funny. I had a killer week.
You free hitted it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're like the top two guys this week.
Yeah,
I just a couple of weeks ago, I just started picking up guys that had double weeks this week, like in planning for it and successful.
And it was funny because I have a few guys from like the Spurs on there and they're going into a 2-game week now. So they're back in my lineup this week after I played the free hit. So we'll see.
Oh, nice. Nice.
What is it, about 4 or 5 weeks left? Hopefully the top 10 will come true.
Top three for you, buddy. Top three for you.
I'll take top 10. That's all I need.
All right.
But
and I know you got to go. I just want to say one last thing. Might as well just hire, are we going to hire police officers to teach or teachers to police? That's all I got to say. Oh,
beautiful. Beautiful. Go to the Discord if you're curious to see what he's talking about, please.
I didn't have time to chime in yesterday, but that's how I feel about it.
All right. So until next time, be Garific.
Gar out. I'm going to the beach.
I appreciate you. Have a great day.
I appreciate you too, Bosco.
Peace.
See you guys.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, I have chalked up many a mile, read dozens of books about heroes and crooks, and I learned much both of their style. Son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. Now way in the near future, southeast of disorder, You can shake the hand of the mango man as he greets you at the border. And the lady, she hails from Trinidad, island of spices, salt for your meat and cinnamon sweet, and the rum is for all your good vices. Haul the sheet in as we ride on the wind that our forefathers harnessed before us. Hear the bells ring as the tide rigging sings. It's the son of a gun of a chorus. I can't fathom, my friends. If I knew, I might toss out my anchor. So I'll cruise along, always searching for songs. Not a lawyer, a thief, or a banker. But son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. I'm just a son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor. The sea's in my veins, my tradition remains. I'm just glad I don't live in a trailer.